This is a hard gospel. Cutting off hands and feet, plucking out eyes, being thrown into the sea with a heavy weight around the neck. There are three points in today's gospel, however, that are important for us to consider. First point, if we're doing something that gets in the way of our relationship with God and with others, we need to stop it, to cut out that behavior. Our relationships with God and others must be one of love. That's what Jesus taught us. He said, as the Father loves me, that's how I love you. And as I've loved you, that's how you are to love one another. That's what Jesus said. As the Father loves Jesus, that's how Jesus loves us, unconditionally. And how Jesus loves us, that's how we're to love one another. With a love that gives and shares rather than takes and keeps score. With a love demonstrated by mercy and forgiveness, not judgment and retribution. It's how we'll be known as Jesus' disciples. How we walk the walk in our daily words and actions. Loving God, loving each other. Particularly in a world where examples of that might seem hard to find. This Sunday's gospel gives us an opportunity to examine what we might be doing that are obstacles to building and maintaining and growing those relationships with God and each other. That self-examination could begin by looking at what's important to us. How we spend our time, and what our priorities might be. Perhaps an obstacle for us could be an unhealthy emphasis on accumulating wealth and possessions, as mentioned in today's second reading from the letter of St. James. Relationships are always more important than possessions. And as long as that priority is recognized and kept, and we share what we have with others, what we accumulate doesn't need to become one of those obstacles to relationships. But if that priority isn't maintained, they can become those obstacles. Perhaps an obstacle for us could be spending an inordinate amount of time with the computer, TV, iPhone, iPad, tablet, with Facebook and texting and games, and other things like that. Things that get in the way of having relationships on a face-to-face basis. And there may be other behaviors, other obstacles each of us might discover in our self-examination, should we have the courage to do it. While cutting off hands or feet, plucking out eyes, being thrown into the sea seem extreme and maybe somewhat far-fetched. Might we think the same, how extreme it would be to cut back or cut out entirely, if necessary, the amount of time and energy we spend to keep our wealth and possessions or spend on social media? Time and energy spent at the expense of those personal relationships with God and each other to be formed and developed. For some of those things we have or do that could damage our relationships, cutting them off may seem just as extreme as cutting off a hand or a foot or removing an eye, as we hear in today's gospel. Second point, today's gospel gives us an important reminder of the responsibility given to each one of us for the children in our midst. Each child is a gift from God, and all of us are stewards of those gifts. Children take in and remember what they see and hear from any of us who interact with them, what they learn from all of us, their parish family, impacts how they develop and grow as God's people. We're warned in today's gospel to be good examples for our children of how to develop and grow as Jesus' disciples. Not examples that can damage those relationships with God and others that they're learning and developing. We impact the children in our midst by what we say and do. For example, what do we show the children sitting near us in church about what we believe, how we feel about God, His Son, and the church? How we pray and pay attention and participate and share, and how we treat those around us. They see and they remember. Not so much who we are, but what we do. By our words and actions, we demonstrate for our children those relationships, God's love for us, and our love for God and others. Jesus' point in today's gospel is clear. What separates us from God's love for us and our love for each other, cut it out. That includes bad examples for the children in our midst. Third point in today's gospel. The disciples tell Jesus, "We saw someone doing something in your name, but he's not in our group, so we stopped him." We can be so quick at times to define who's in and who's outside. We might think at times in our relationship with God and others that if others don't do as we do, they're doing it wrong. We've heard the expression, "If you're not with us, you're against us." But Jesus in today's gospel doesn't see it that way. He tells his disciples, "Whoever isn't against us is for us." That's much more inclusive. The Israelites following Moses in today's first reading and the disciples in today's gospel needed a reminder. At times, we probably do as well, that our way of discipleship isn't the only way, and our groups aren't the only groups. God's way defines the way. And God's group is made up of anyone who follows that way, his way. And we may need that reminder from time to time. Yesterday's gospel contains some sobering language, but it also includes some important reminders for us to examine in our lives regarding obstacles to relationships, responsibilities for children, and attitudes that exclude rather than include. So as we leave here today, may we take note of these reminders and work to make changes where they currently don't line up with love of God and love of each other.